Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure. Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
The story I like to tell about my mom is that at one point she was approached and they said, we're so short on office space here. It's terrible. She said, well, put me anywhere. And there's the greatest picture. I think my sister has it up at her house where her office, where she would check in people for day surgery, the children that were coming in to have procedures done, was a gurney where all the paperwork was on the gurney in front of a wall. Wow. That's all my mom required to do what she did. She didn't need anything more than that. And that was her cool little thing. And she's got this beaming look on her face when she set up her gurney as her office for checking people in. Just a special moment. So I love you, Mary Elizabeth O'Mara. I just wanted to say that. And she would have been 99 today, which in a way is very old, but it makes me feel extremely old too, because as you know, it's all about me.
News.
ABC, this is bad, bad, bad.
I know.
Is staging live remakes of episodes of All in the Family and the Jeffersons. And there's going to be a name here that's going to be just everything you need to know about it. The show's going to air May 22nd. It'll be 90 minutes long, and Jimmy Kimmel will co-host it with Norman Lear, who created both shows, and the cast that's been announced so far. All right. It's a good cast, but listen up. Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei will play Archie and Edith Bunker. I'm okay with that. That's okay.
Well, if you're okay, but that's giving them okay on the whole concept.
I know. Well, maybe I'm not okay then.
Yeah, because right? The whole concept is bad.
Ellie Kemper will play their daughter, Gloria. Okay. Jamie Foxx and Wanda Sykes will play George and Wheezy Jefferson. Justina Machado from the One Day at a Time reboot. Oh,
that was a Netflix show that Norman Lear did, yeah.
And Jane the Virgin will play their maid, Florence. And Will Ferrell will play their white neighbor, Tom Willis. There you go. The big guy from All in the Family, the big kind of nerdy guy.
Well, no, he was Jefferson. Right? But, Mike, if nothing else, it's an excuse to play Sammy Davis Jr.
What are you singing? Playing?
This is Sammy doing the theme to the Jeffersons.
Don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill.
I wish you had the original.
I can do that.
Are the way Glenn Miller played songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like it. Okay, here, you got the real one?
Hey, coming up, give me a sec.
All right.
But this was...
TikTok.
This was the Jeffersons.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But why don't you like this?
Well, I like the remake of it?
Yes.
I don't like remakes. Okay. It's like it was an American original. And then when you put Will Ferrell in there, who's nothing at all like the original
guy. But
it's
a one-off?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Mike, as a bonus, here's the closing theme to All in the Family.
Oh, that's the closing
theme. Yeah. Because you know why? It's actually called Those Were the Days. That's why.
Do you...
Would Oscar, you if you say one Jeffersons? Thing right now...
No, don't worry about it. I'm doing it now, all right? Let's hear the original Jefferson. Where we're moving on.
I discovered the Jeffersons because they would play them afternoons after school,
mm-hmm.
and they would just come on DC 20, and I'd be like, well, I guess I'll watch this.
Yeah, well, you had to watch what was
so
on
broad.
TV back then.
So broad.
And that's
not
all
as funny
was.
As All in the Family. Not as funny
no.
as All in the mm-hmm. Family, but
no.
All in the Family is so cutting edge back in the day. I don't know. The reboot, it rings hollow now. It rings hollow.
Hi, little man.
And did I get it right? They're going to do them.
Off the school. The kid's off of school today.
They're going to do them live, like plays?
I don't know.
God.
Michael, you want to come in here for a minute?
I'm picturing the live musicals.
Yeah.
So if it's a special like that, a one-off,
yeah,
can't imagine they'll do a season of it.
Well, no. Will Ferrell's
Michael,
much too busy making
in.
Great
I think
movies.
We'll all watch. Trainwreck or not.
Yeah, I'll take a peek. Yeah. Root against
what?
It. I'll definitely
Love
be rooting against
Love
it.
Love your lines.
Miss
I'm
it.
I'm trying to get
Miss
my
it.
Kid
Miss
on
it.
The show. All right. There he is. Come
oh,
on.
Here he comes.
Say hi to Mr. Frumpkin. Right over here.
Oh. Hi, Mr. Frumpkin.
Hi. You know what show he was on?
What?
You know the show that Mommy and Daddy watch every night? Jeopardy? He was a champion on Jeopardy. He
really?
Won. Yeah, yeah. And he likes your daddy's show. You want to say hi to Mr. Oscar?
Hi, Mr. Oscar.
Who's that right there? Who's the other guy? Who's the other guy with the big head? That's right.
Said with just a slight tone of disappointment. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
So, did you have a good Easter?
Yes. I'm gonna show you something that I got for Easter.
No, not your machine gun, not your Nerf machine.
And you just said it.
I'm sorry, but Gammy got him the machine gun. That's a
yay!
All right,
toys
go
are fun.
Go out and play. What are you doing today with Mommy?
I'm gonna play. After you're done working, I'm gonna play a video game, and
Ooh.
I'm gonna go swimming.
Nice.
That's a
Sounds
pretty
like
good
fun.
Little Monday, isn't it? Would you like to sing a song? Let's do. Would you like to do the march of the stormtroopers?
Oh yeah.
One, two, ready, go.
Da 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 da.
Da.
No, I'm better. Dun 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 dun.
Yay!
Beautiful.
All right, get out of here. I guess you didn't want me to do it with you.
Huh? Let's remember that move, Oscar.
You're better than me. There you go. He's better.
Yeah. No, I'm better.
He's got his dad.
I
in
love
him.
You.
Goodbye.
Wow.
Yes.
Strong walk on.
The personality at five is beginning to take shape. Anyway,
be quiet, Father. I'm going to show them my toy.
That's right. Yes. Why do I think I'm going to? The door's going to burst open and there's going to be a Nerf machine gun.
Be lit up.
Anyway. My God, we're running out of time. Well, that's it. I'm sorry. I'll get right to the kicker.
Oh, good.
All right. Here we go. Because the rest of the news was. Speaking of 5-year-olds, ladies and gentlemen, let me just do this. Hold on. I'm a little OCD that way. There it is. Hit it. A 5-year-old boy in Michigan had a craving for McDonald's, but his grandmother was sleeping, so he called 911 to make
oh,
a request.
No.
Isaiah Hall of Wyoming asked the dispatcher, "Can you bring me McDonald's?" Dispatcher Sarah Kaburski said she told him no, but reached out to the police. Wyoming police officer Dan Patterson says the request made him laugh, so he stopped at McDonald's on his way to check on Isaiah's house at the western portion of Michigan. Patterson says he thought, "I'm driving past Mickey D's on my way there. I might as well get him something." The officer said the first thing the boy said to him was, "My grandma's going to be so mad. Can you please go away now?" 5 years old. What the officer didn't realize was that inside the house, along with his grandma, was Billy Bob Thornton in a Santa suit.
Oh, no.
M. Night.
Night Shyamalan's latest horror movie, Split, the one I saw this weekend, won the box office for a third straight week. It took him $14.6 million, Mr. Powers. That is his first movie to do that since The Sixth Sense in 99. Wow, I didn't know that he waited that long to have a big hit. Mm. The new horror flick Rings came in second with $13 million. Here are the top 10. I'll give you the top five. La La Land had $7.5 million. Hidden Figures, $10.1 million. A Dog's Purpose, $10.8 million. Rings, $13 million. That's the new one. And Split with $14.6 million.
Hey, you know, with their fifth Super Bowl victory, I think Tom Brady could have a movie called Rings, couldn't he? Hey, one Bobby for every finger.
How you doing? We're the Breakfast Flakes. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. Chili Cook-Off coming Saturday.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Go out and get a part of that.
This news story is for my dear friend, Mr. James Cerrito. I love the Facebook Live, Jimmy, when you're showing him making the lobster lobster salad for the lobster rolls. Black Sabbath ended their touring career on Saturday night, performing their final show in Birmingham, England. That's where the band formed back in 1968. Nearly 50 years ago.
My man,
They finished off the show with Paranoid. Good choice.
That is a good one.
Ozzy Osbourne thanked fans, and balloons and confetti came down from the rafters. Even though this is the end for Sabbath, Ozzy will continue to perform as a solo artist, and I'm sure he'll do Sabbath songs, right?
I think he always has, yeah.
Ozzy, sad day, Ozzy. 50 years, hell of a run. That's the way I look at it.
I think John Goose is very sad about it.
All right, are you ready for the... hey, Rob.
Hey, Mike.
Are you ready for the list of interesting facts from Super Bowl 51?
You know, I think a lot of people were tuning into the big game yesterday.
I've actually taken my satchel full of Super Bowl facts, and I whittled it down to just three.
We had to go to the grocery store yesterday and to piss Robert off every time I saw someone that worked at Giant. I said, hey, are you excited about the big game?
What?
Sports shirt.
And Robert just goes, Dad,
stop it. God, you're embarrassing me. Stop.
So top three facts.
Top three facts, here we go. In the fourth quarter, the win probability the win probability for the Atlanta Falcons, this will make their fans feel better.
Yeah.
99.6%.
Wow.
Also, the Falcons led for 41 minutes 18 seconds of game time. How about that? Isn't that something?
Would you just look at that?
And here's a very simple fact, but you might not have thought about it, but I do, because that's my job.
Sure.
The Patriots didn't lead until they won.
Hey, but you know, they started out the game tied.
What? but anyway, if you want to delve deep into it, there were 24 new Super Bowl records set, a lot of them by Tom Brady.
Sure.
Moody.
Hey, they call him GOAT, greatest of all time.
Yes, sir.
Also loves the Caps.
Sure does.
Here comes Mrs. O'Mara.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she does.
Oh, I forgot my phone. Want to say hi to the guys for a second here? How did you?
Happy Monday.
Hi, Carl.
Hey, Carl.
Oh, yeah, Carl's hungover.
How did you enjoy the game?
I didn't watch it.
There you go. Wow. Thank you.
You're in your 30s. Don't give up on life.
There you go.
Come on.
Very good.
That's good advice.
Isn't that lovely? You know how Target has those giant red concrete balls in front of their store?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you know about that? Have you seen them?
I've seen them.
Do they teach you that
Brad?
In school?
Brad.
In theory, they're supposed to stop cars from ramming into
safety
the front of the
store.
Safety first. Right.
I didn't really know that. I always thought they were kind of decorative.
Sure. Ornamental, if you will. Don't they look great out there? Huh?
Well, their sole purpose is to actually prevent cars from driving into the store. But it's basically the opposite of what happened in Paramus, New Jersey in November.
Paramus, that's the home of the Paramus Mall, one of the premier shopping malls in these great United States.
Stop it, please. Yes. A guy in a pickup truck was leaving a Target parking lot when he sideswiped one of the balls. And even though it weighs weighs 2 tons.
Oh, my God.
The hit of the car dislodged it from its base. Oh. And it started rolling into the parking lot.
Like the first part of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
A woman. Oh, this is so sad. I feel so bad. Even the woman's name. A woman named Eileen Grady happened to be driving through at that moment, poor dear. The ball smashed into the side of her car. It made a huge dent that would cost about $3,500 to repair. Ugh. But Target says it won't pay for it.
What?
Oh, my God.
They told Eileen she should go after the guy who hit the ball and jarred it loose. No, 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 is to Kimmy Butumbo.
No, no, nice, no. Paul. Nice.
You got to do the liability. She's planning to sue Target in small claims court.
Good.
Well, I would say if the ball's... Rob, I would say if the ball's 2 tons, weighs 2 tons, that's not a very small claim. Am I right?
That's a big one. Let's go to the weather center.
Why no weather? Today should be a day off of work, but it's not. So now we have to go back to the stressful pressure cooker of our jobs and hear Linda's thoughts on the Super Bowl commercials.
There's nothing better than finding a great cigar at an even better price. And that's why I love Thompson Cigar. They've been around since 1915, so they know a thing or two about cigars. Whether it's a quick 5-pack for the weekend or joining one of their value clubs, Thompson makes it easy to save while enjoying top-notch cigars. Thompson also has one of the largest humidors in America, so they guarantee fresh cigars shipped right to your door every time. Thompson's knowledgeable team is available to help you find the perfect cigar, and their expert-curated and customer-curated clubs make discovering new cigars fun and affordable. With a 100% satisfaction guarantee, Thompson ensures you'll enjoy every cigar you order. Light 'em up! Visit ThompsonCigar.com today and explore their incredible selection of cigars and unbeatable deals. Enjoy up to 20% off orders of $75 or more. That's ThompsonCigar.com and use code TMOS at checkout. Discover why Thompson has been America's humidor since 1915. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who trust Thompson for quality, value, and exceptional service. Some exclusions apply.
Visit ThompsonCigar.com/TMOS or use the code TMOS at checkout for 20% off your order of $75 or more.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure. Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
She probably liked the Skittles one. Classic Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
This is just a fictitious character. Anyway, a new survey found the 4 things that stresses out the most at work, and they are heavy workloads and crazy deadlines, 33%. Mm-hmm. Demanding and unrealistic bosses.
Huh?
22%.
That was awful. I want it now!
Victory.
Work-life balance.
Yes. Balance.
22%, and our coworkers, 15%.
You know what stresses me out at work? When Linda skips her shower.
Thank you. The survey also found the five cities with the most stressed out workers are Salt Lake City, Des Moines, Iowa.
Both of those surprise me.
Boston, Cleveland, and New York. There they are.
Poor
Cleveland. Cleveland just can't catch a break, huh?
TMOS Classic.
I give you a gentleman who is a joke teller. He has thousands. I think he was in some customer relations field. He had to be.
That's what he does, right? Yeah.
Because he's a old school guy, kind of a corporate guy, and he's funny. And he just tells good jokes, and he's just. He's just pleasant to be around, and he had a change in meds that caused him to really, like, dehydrate, overheat, get dizzy.
Oh, no.
He was in really rough shape, so much so that last week they pulled the ambulance up. And you know, people down here, my generation, you know, which is not the greatest generation,
no.
Where, you know, there were more starers that were just like, and they're all like looking, and you know, very few people were coming up and say, "Hey, I hope you do okay."
Like, you might not be the greatest, but I think you're top five generation.
It's like I went in and get top five. Thank you very much. That covers like John Adams. That's good. So I go by and I said, "Greg, I hope you're okay." And he didn't even acknowledge. So I was worried about him. Lost all his color, and this is legit. And they took him, and then like a day later, he was back out. And I'm like, "Oh, thank God!" But you don't get updates on. It's just that's the way people are. It's like, well, I don't know, you knew it.
Okay,
hold on. So this guy is, you know, we're very different politically. He knows that. He acknowledges that in a very funny way, and we have lots of conversations together. And so I see him the other day, and I said, "How you doing?" And he said, "Hey, they ran some tests. It turns out I'm on this heart medicine that they said that was probably the reason. They gave me thorough scans. Everything was fine." I said, "Well, it is great to see you." And his line was, "Well, you know, Mike, it's always better to be seen than viewed."
That is
better
true.
To be seen than viewed.
That's great.
That is perfect. I laughed my ass off about that.
Works
one.
Anywhere.
It does.
Oh, that's yes. good. Yes.
Yeah. That
he's
works
a
anywhere.
Good guy. He's a very, very good guy.
Because the green is so, I guess, you don't want to mess up the green on a golf course.
Very delicate area. That's the area you don't want to mess with.
Like, I've been yelled at many a times for taking the golf cart onto the green.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah. Like, it just it happens.
You mallet head. What are you doing? Well, you play in those, like, charity tournaments,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so everybody's hammered.
Where everybody's had, like, 11 beers before they
especially
even
especially when we were in Arizona, I must have played at least 6 or 7 of them because they just send a DJ.
Yeah, yeah.
I am going to put this golf cart on the green.
I can't even see the ball. I am so incredibly wasted.
They say to you, no one ever rides on the green. And,
right.
And I'm like,
no, I mean, you don't even ride near the green.
Right.
I don't know half of these.
You drove a golf cart over the green.
I'm 26 and 27. I'm with other DJs. We're just DJs, right?
Why do you think they make a cart path? Use the cart path.
Might have been 25. Don't know. Was making all the wrong decisions.
Right.
Hey, man, I don't play I don't play golf. I play the field, man. Ooh, yeah. I'm a DEEJAY. Yeah. Ooh.
But it also probably has a lot to do with the fact that at that point, Hooters in Arizona was sponsoring a lot of these charity golf tournaments.
Right.
And they always would put a Hooters girl in your cart with you. So I'm sure all the guys are like, what's
wow,
this?
That, I never do played one. Right?
Living
That's
or dead.
Pretty good.
Living. So I want to picture if there's any EMS and that type of reaction on the course, is there a special cart that comes and picks up a friend that does not ruin the green? Or do you drive the person back to the clubhouse?
No, you never can drive on the green, ever.
You don't. No, there's not a special car. They mow the greens, and they have equipment that maintains the green.
Yeah. Great guy, ever, by the way. Mow green.
Mow green. Hey, Mike. No. You don't take over me. I take over you.
You don't drive on me.
That's right. I mow green. I made my bones when you were in diapers.
Terrible question. Yes. I retract it.
I can't believe your lack of knowledge
and
on that,
disrespect to the game of golf.
Yes, and to grass.
And then the other is when you all were DJs and CDs were viable.
Mm-hmm.
When you played music, did you have the? And this is a full pivot, but it comes full circle. Did you have to set up the music for the next hour or the next shift of the DJ coming in for you after you?
It was courtesy.
It was courtesy,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you would stack the hour or 2 hours or 4 hours of music that was ready
and
to
even
go.
When we go back to the Don and Mike show when we weren't playing music per se, I would always stack out the spots for the next person.
But
the commercials. You set up the next hour for the person as a courtesy.
It was a nonverbal.
Right,
like,
it's understood.
This is the S you did,
exactly,
right?
Yeah. Liddy never did it for us.
I was explaining that.
Well, that was Liddy's producer's fault.
That's true. And that's odd.
Very strange that that man would not be industrious.
Over the top.
Yeah, but
manual
labor.
In the music world, did you ever have to do that, Mike? Get the records ready for the next hour and the next shift?
Yes.
Okay.
More the spots than the rest. But usually, I remember stacking tape cartridges for the next guy.
Yeah.
I remember doing that.
So
I remember having to do that, and that was kind of what you were supposed
after
to do.
After almost 3 years of marriage, this morning, Shannon asked me how I know all these songs from, I would say, the late 90s, early 2000s, not just because I live them, but what the songs are called.
Right.
And I said, because...
Artist and title.
Yeah, because when you're on the rate, when you're a baby DJ, half your time is spent like stacking the artist and title and finding where on the CD, when the CDs were viable, what track number, everything.
You actually have a visual representation in your head.
Yes.
I remember
and
stuff.
And she's like, why would you have to do some other, like another person's work for them? I said, it's not a lot of work. You're just pulling CDs off a wall or
she's like, wondering why someone has to do someone else's work. She's worked with Pony for a long time. She doesn't understand this?
But she was so lost in her world of like how music used to work because it wasn't always Spotify and Apple Music or podcasts that I said to myself, this is not even worth explaining. I imagine, Mike, you feel that way when I just said, is there an ambulance cart that comes out and picks up someone from the actual
simply
grain?
Because, you know, because the grains are sacred. As far as our playing field, that's what's sacred. And I've been at multiple courses where people took stuff out on like late at night and vandalized greens. It's one of the things that you do that. And one of the worst things you can do on a golf course is if you are driving the golf cart close to the green and like you'll see it because there are people that still do it down here. Like, look at that guy, and you'll see a cart 2 feet off the green driving around. You know where he shouldn't be. So that's it. That's all. But I mean, you know, you're not supposed.
Why is the car path so thin? Like just a one car.
It's on keto.
Okay. Thank you.
TMOS Classic.
Hi, Andrea. How are
you? Hello, Mike. How are you?
You are leaving us today. Your final day of your internship. Is that correct?
I am, unfortunately, yes.
You have been a delight to have on this show. We give you a round of applause.
Thank you.
Andrea, we always ask our interns when they're heading out, first of all, where are you off to? What is your next stop in the Andrea career path?
Yes, so I'm going to Voice of America. I was hired as a social media producer there.
That's wonderful. You excited about the opportunity?
I'm very excited about the opportunity, yes, sir.
That's good. You'll be actually going into a building, doing some work, and actually getting a paycheck. That's going to be a new experience. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
I sent Andrea an email over the weekend, but I want to say this in front of everyone. It's not common. We've had a lot of great interns, but it's not common that they really leave a thumbprint on the show, and he truly has. And we really do wish you all the best. You've done such great work for us. We really appreciate it.
Did you dust it?
I did, and guilty. Guilty of being talented.
What is your single best memory of working on the Mike O'Mara show, Andrea?
Well, look, I have many memories of the show. I mean, I came in here when I came in here for the first time, I was in a bad place emotionally and physically, and I got better over time.
I love that.
I love the intrigue that goes on at the Podcast Village Studios. It's fantastic. And I love, you know, getting to know a lot of people and getting to work with many people. It's been a fantastic experience.
Just give us your
God
top 50
you.
Highlights.
Of working with everybody there, is there anything, any one moment with any particular individual in Podcast Village or the Mike O'Mara show that stands out?
Well, I mean, there's not one moment. There's a collection of moments which were fantastic.
Okay, very good. Yes, thank you. And off to VOA, and yes, congratulations. Sir. Don't be a stranger. You're going to be in D.C. Come by and visit
I'm
us
going
anytime
to come by
you
and visit. Yes, sir.
Thank you very
thank
much,
you so
Andrea.
Much. Thank
Take
you.
Take care.
Take care.
And, of course, a sex machine to all the chicks. That's
yes.
Andrea. And now let's, who else is leaving us today?
Today is Toddy's last day as well.
Oh, that's right. It's Labor Day weekend, and now we bring Toddy in. Hello, Toddy. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. Have you seen enough football players while you've been here?
Only one, Santana Moss. Only Santana Moss.
Pretty excited about that.
Right? Oh, you got that right.
Wow.
Now, where are you off to? Are you going back to school? Are you what's the Toddy plan? Now?
Well, I still have my other job at the Voice of America where I'm.
Oh, another Voice of America.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
great. So, Rob, what did you do? Go down there and put a big poster up or something like that?
I handed out flyers one lunch. I just said, here, you want to come? Here, you want to come? Hey, you want to come?
They'll hire anybody over there. Apparently,
that's exciting. How did you find your time at TMOS?
It was a wonderful experience. I learned a lot, not just from the. From the government-funded VOA, but from a private business like the Michael Mara Show. So I had a great experience, and I'm grateful for the opportunity.
He's come a long way with editing, and actually in the audio vault, his final project will air today. It's something you're really going to enjoy.
That's right. And did you like the joke when I said I'm the captain now? Did you enjoy that joke?
What joke?
Yeah, see you later. I'm sorry. We got to go. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Toddy.
Thank you, Toddy.
Good luck. Toddy, any final words you'd like to give everyone?
You'll be hearing from his lawyer.
Just thanks for the opportunity. I'm grateful to work with you guys. It's something that I will cherish for the rest of my life.
God bless you. Thank you very much, Toddy. Take care. Little hug from Oscar Santana. All right, get the hell out of here. Thank you. Thank you, Toddy. Come by and visit anytime. I thought he knew that joke that I made. I'm sorry about that.
Well, you know.
He didn't know the joke. Sorry. Sorry about that.
He might have heard it. He might just not have gotten it.
Okay, I understand that. That's fine.
I went and addressed the joke after the fact as due diligence on the show. He goes, yes. He goes, I've seen that movie. And I said, all right, as long as you're good with it. I'm
there you go. There see you go. Later.
Ta-da. Ta-da. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
He says, I look
very
nothing like funny. Tom Hanks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at michaelmaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure. Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.